I'm David Brancaccio. It's been delayed by a day as the tinkering and the buffing and maybe even the swapping out of parts continues. But by tomorrow now, we expect details on the proposed Republican tax bill. One of the many mysteries is how top earners will be taxed. A so-called millionaire's tax has been floated to a mixed reception. This could be aimed at making the bill more marketable to a country that is made up of more than just millionaires. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
To be clear, a millionaire's tax isn't really a new tax. Top earners would keep getting dinged at about 40%, while the rest of us see cuts. Michael Gratz is with Columbia Law School.
It's not a loss for those people. It's a loss of a tax cut that they may think they're going to get.
Matt Gardner is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. He says it's window dressing for the overall bill.
It's a fig leaf designed to convince people that they're somehow changing the basic nature of this plan.
A plan that he says gives far more value to the wealthy than it does middle and lower income brackets.
Estate tax repeal, corporate tax rate cuts, all of these things are overwhelmingly geared toward the top 1%.
Still, some say there shouldn't be any special millionaire's tax at all. Chris Edwards is with the Cato Institute. He says top earners like doctors and entrepreneurs would have more to spend.
They would have a big behavioral response to lower tax rates, which would be good for economic growth.
Growth that he says would benefit everyone. I'm Jed Kim from Marketplace.